Hey, good morning. I'd like to talk a bit, in Yonah Deyoyim, if you could call it that, some halachas negia for Venezuelan, for holiday time. Maybe we'll pick some of the not so known, or possibly is not such known halachas, maybe some shalas which people have been asking. This Venezuelan already seems there are more common shalas. So let's see what we can get through. Dabbi says there's no such thing as holiday halachas. People sometimes ask, can you give a shiur on holiday halachas? No such thing. The halachas for holiday is the same halachas as the whole year. What they mean is halachas which apply, possibly more in holiday time than the rest of the year. I don't know how much you manage to go on walks. We'll see if we can get through some halachas which are negia to the whole year, but possibly more in the holiday. So one halacha is interesting. People are sometimes walking the countryside, and there's dirt from animals. Tzoya from cows, sheep, all over the place. You go here in the countryside, wherever you go. Can you make a brocha like that? Can you bench like that? Can you speak in learning? Talk Torah like that? So there's a very interesting sif, 7 Antes, sif Dalet, Chelik Aleph, and Sheikh Noach writes something very surprising. Sheikh Noach writes that the tzoya of most animals are not a problem. Not a problem. Din tzoyas shar behem echai ve'oif ein tzoch leharchik mehem im ein bohem reach ra. If, so unless a person mamish feels or smells it, they're giving out a very bad smell, generally speaking, shechnoch had stom in the milse, and Mishmur says, you don't even have to check. You don't have to check. You can rely that the tzoyah of most animals, this includes sheep, cows, and all that, are not a problem. And you can make a bracha right next to them. So unless it's a fertilizer, sometimes you drive on the motorway and there's a very strong smell. That's because they're fertilizing. They've done chemically and it brings a smell, bad smell. Oh, if someone just stepped in it, maybe I'm all machzer. But generally speaking, the tzoya of an animal is not called a bad smell, even klovim, even from a dog. Yeah? It's all here in Antes, if given Sidalit, it's not a problem. That's not my virus, which is not an industry. So that's no problem. Surprisingly enough, so that is okay, you can make a bracha, you can talk learning, even when there is this tzoya around, which is very common in the countryside. That's one interesting halacha. Another halacha, I'm just going to go through just one after the other, various things, which, you know, some shorter, some longer. Another halacha is nechas benching. So let's continue, this person is going outing, so this was the first point about the tzoya of the animals. Next point is, he's eating his lunch. On the outing, he's eating sandwiches, and he wants to now bench. Okay, benching is fine. There's one point in benching which he has to keep track of, and that is one of the rachamons. When it comes to the rachamon, yishlach lo nevrocha meruva, avayis hazeh, val shulchan zeh, shechan olov. He shouldn't be saying that, because if he's saying that, then it's unfortunately quite clear. He's not thinking about what he's saying, because he's not sitting, not in a house, and not by a table, which buys with shulchan. So the Sheikh Noach writes, it is a simon, Kuv Tzadik Gimel, Siv Gimel, then the Sheikh Noach talks about a Goyshe house. And the Mishmur there brings a different nusach, which the person will say one should do the same if one is an outing. So here, Kuv Tzadik Gimel, Siv Kod Chavzan, the Mishmur writes that Tal Rachman you should change. Can't say, you say he can't say Vabayas HaZem HaShulch HaZeh, it's not the Vabayas HaShulch HaShulchan. So the Mishmur writes, you should say, Rachman Yishlach Lona Brocha Meruba, so far is the same, and now comes a new Nusach. Instead of Vabayas HaZeh, you say, V'halichoseinu U'v'yishivoseinu Adoylam. V'halichoseinu, wherever we walk, Yishivoseinu, wherever we sit, Adoylam. Mishmur's Nusach. If that's too hard to remember by heart, you can do other poskim, make it easier. They say, just stop after Brocha Meruba. Rachman Yishlach Lona Brocha Meruba. Yeah, sure. Okay, get to Bakosha. Moshe should give us a lot of bracha. But don't say, Babayas is Vashulchan Zeh in a countryside. If you're in a Goyish house which you rented for a week or two, that's fine. And for now it's yours. Yeah? Next few days it's yours. Then you can say, Babayas is Vashulchan Zeh. But an outing, the countryside, in the middle of nowhere, then you just say, Rach Mishach Nubach Meruba, or the Mishabus Nusach, Amok Bahali Chaseinu, Vishivaseinu, Adoyla.
About 12 inches, you're sitting on a table there.
Yeah, but you don't even...
Sure,
yeah, you're leaving in 5 minutes. You've gone in 5 minutes. The bracha's going to come to the table, you've gone for the next guy. You're going.
Shukhan's there.
Yeah, well, but you're going, you're leaving. Nobody means our table, we are, but we're leaving. You're going, it's not your table.
If you're not at home, basically, then you're not someone's house and you say this.
Yeah, yeah, unless you rented
it. Train,
yeah, that's right, airplane, train, car, it's correct. But unless you rented it, and I would still, yeah.
Hotel?
If it belongs to Eden, that's fine. If it belongs to Eden, that's fine. You ask a wedding, if you rented the Goyish Hall, that's a good one.
Don't know.
Paying rent,
so
it's
yours. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's going to do. You only give a block here for the next person.
You've gone.
In your hotel room?
Yeah, so that's your rent. Now it's yours for day two, three. In a hostel, you're there for 1-2 hours.
Maybe I buy that means a person.
Oh, yeah. Muslims and technicians, He seems to take a nap, but that means literally the house. It's not my hostel. All right. Person continues on his outing, and as happens, the Choylam has to be excused. And he finds somewhere behind the bushes. Asher Yotzar. If there's no water around, some to know. If there's water around, you can find water, you wash your hands, Asher Yotzar. But if one can't find water, there's mamish no water around, then you can rub off your hands and anything which rubs off, which we know, that people know, you rub off in grass and earth and whatever. But here comes the chiddush. You can say Asher Yotzar with that. Not so known. You can say Asher Yotzar. Siman Dalet Sivchov Bei Sivchov Gimel. Im Ein Lemayim. It's not about the Tzidayim, but you see, it's good enough for brachas. First, doesn't have water. Even from Tzidayim in the morning, you can neach yodov. Rub off your hands. Betzor a stone. Offer on earth. Chol medim nakid. Anything that rubs off, in a towel. You know if you got. Vivorich. Okay, there comes a bracha of Antisidan. But you see, you can make a bracha of Yoyle Tfilim. You can even daven. The bracha is not gone. So if you find water later, you should get stuff by the morning. Maybe you find water later, you should wash it. Or you can rub your hands now and even make Asher Yotzar. Chiddush. Yeah, you don't have to wait till an hour's time when you find water, but then you might have forgotten to make Asher Yotzar.
Can't make Antisidan.
No, 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 it's not by the morning. No, not for bread. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I'm using here this to apply to Asher Yotzar. We see from here, you can make a bracha on rubbing the hands off. Yeah, so you can make Asher Yotzar on that. Yeah, not this, not for bread, you can't. Yeah, that's great. Okay, let's continue. Our Yid is still walking in his outing, so he's, what have we been through meanwhile? He knows he can make a bracha even though there's tzoya of behemoth. He knows he can do Asher Yotzar if he needs to. His benching is right. He's making a barbecue. Oh, that's quite a common one. A few shadows about the barbecue. So quite a few people have actually been asking this Ben Azmanim, can you use a Goyish barbecue? They go to a Goyish house and all these built-in barbecues, you know, this, not just a disposable one, can you use a Goyish barbecue? So I've added to put directly on the metal zechanisht, because that metal has been belea, treifes, navelis. That's mamish, is sura bala, that's very chomer, that's the real isser, avadanish. And even if it's ready, pogum, it's ready past 24 hours, the chazal will go, is he not allowed to? Definitely not. So you still have to either change the grate on which the food lies, or cover it with silver foil, but think that the fire doesn't burn through it. But once you've covered it, once your food is not touching the actual goyish kelim, the fact that the stone around or the floor underneath was used by a goy shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, but it's open. It's open, not closed. A closed oven, then the steam goes around, it stays within.
It's open.
The coal burns
up. Yeah, but the coals haven't got trefers on.
Because the blears on the meat, the trefer meat should fall down on the ground.
Yeah, but is it the same coals using the goy's coals?
No, it's not.
You get your
own
coals.
New coals.
So where is the say underneath it? Yeah. Next thing, if it's all open, I don't know if we're still worried about the Zayah.
Easy to buy disposal.
Yeah, it is easy to buy disposal, definitely. Yeah, if it's open, the coal's on you and the metal is yours, so it's covered.
It has a back to it.
Which?
It has all sorts of metal back to it.
The cover, you mean?
Yeah, well, it goes up at the back. So it's.
Yeah, but that's also open. If the top is closed, then there could be, what to say, it goes up and drips down. Yeah.
If that's what it is.
So size it goes up. And people sometimes ask, yeah, it's still not ideal. Like, I suppose when it's open, it's covered. It's the back, covered that. People sometimes also ask, can you put, children like to put marshmallows on a barbecue? One of the, no? I don't know. One of the, yeah, children like to put marshmallows on the barbecue. What's the problem? The problem is that marshmallows have gelatin in them, kosher gelatin. And kosher gelatin, which was made by Eaton, I think a while ago, and that is, they use, instead of the bones from animals, which is treifas, they use fish. So gelatin is usually derived, very often derived, from fish. So what's the problem? The problem is, basa, meat and fish. Not meant to mix meat, sakonet, Moses, sakonet, avrach, and tzaras, sakonet to mix meat and fish. So here comes the shaila, if the barbecue is be meaty, it's called meaton, can you put marshmallows which have fish gelatin on them? Yes, machmirim. The others are machmir, and they, according to them, the etzer would be to hold the marshmallow a bit up. So the way to do it is, don't start freaking the kinder. The way to do it is you put it on a stick, on a, you know, wooden, what do you call it?
Skewer.
And you hold it up. So you don't let it touch the grate. The man is a lot of personal making. I must say, I'll speak down to you, but a lot of personal making.
Chemically changed.
Because it's chemically changed, exactly. It's totally changed.
They
meet
kosher or not kosher.
It's
not in kosher.
Oh, no, no, I'm talking about kosher one. Oh, right. No, I'm talking about kosher.
I mean it. The barbecue.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when in the barbecue.
Yeah, it's hard to kosher barbecue. You need liver chomer. You won't be able to do that. Yeah, kosher barbecue is very hard. You need liver chomer.
Some people, they put the meat
in the bread. Oh, yeah, it's covered. Yeah. But many Peskim allowed marshmallows because if you chemically change.
Are you talking about marshmallows at the same time as the meat is on? One, two,
three. Yeah, into them even at the same time.
No, but it's not called fish. The meat.
It's not called fish.
No, but I'm saying.
But we're eating together.
Is there any marshmallow when they're putting the marshmallow on the same time as the meat?
No, no, because there's often meat left on the. It drips down, the fat drips down. There's often. There's usually thing. Bits of meat, yeah. If you're totally clean, bleas of meat we're not worried about. Yeah, if it be much clean.
So you've taken the meat off and you burn it.
And you burn it out, that's what some do. That's what some do. They'll pour a bit of a guy, you'll burn it off. Yeah, that's better. Please for me to know all about. So that's the barbecue. Let's go back a minute to Altis Sedan. We're already bench, but let's go back a minute to Altis Sedan. Altis Sedan is some very important halachas. One halacha is also. Those who know it, for some reason there seems to be a common mistake in this. I think it's more common in the past, but today maybe people know this. You cannot use seawater now, not quite, but there is a way you can. But let's first say it the way it is. You can't use seawater for antisidan for bread. You can't use seawater antisidan for bread, and the reason is because seawater is not drinkable for an animal. Yeah, seawater, you know, it's not drinkable. You can drink it, become more thirsty, such kapshat. People have died from thirst on a boat. So you can't use it for artisan for bread. So people who say sometimes by the sea, you know, no, who's going to the water and bring us a few buckets of water so we can wash artisan? It's you can't use seawater for artisan. What you can do. This is a sifir of the kufsam sif test. Man meluchim she'en akel b'yochlish lem psulim l'nitir sedan. Oh, vos yo. Af al pi shem ksheirim l'memikve l'tvile. You can use a sea. Sea is a kosher mikveh. That's a sound very good to know. I'm talking about tvile's kelim. Sea, perfect mikveh. So you can use a mikveh to dip your hands in. Now you can't take seawater in a bucket and dip your hands in the bucket because the bucket is a keli or mikveh. You have to dip your hands in the seawater in the sea. So you'd have to go to the seawater now. You don't have to go to the seawater, it's up to your waist. You can go where it's still shallow, as long as your hands fit in without pressing down too hard in the sand. Without the chatzitza. Oh, and then the bracha. So you dip your hands in the seawater in the sea. Not with a keli seawater and not dipping in a keli. Yeah? What? So you can dip your hands in the seawater in the sea. Because for mikveh, imma meluchim is kosher. Mikveh is a much more powerful way of tahara, and there it doesn't matter, it's not roish tiyas kelev. And then taka the bracha changes, the shechnoch passes earlier. Machayik shechnoch remon, meshavur, chazanish. The mass of meshavur's psak is you make al tevilas. Your doim, you made al tisadam shkivelech, because chazish al tisadam, the chavar tisadam. But lechatrile, the meshavur's psak is al tevilas, your doim. That's taka very important in the seawater. People want to know, can you use a plastic cup for Al-Tisidani? Out and outing, and all you have is a plastic cup. Today you can get these diese Rabbe, die diese Landkraft, which can even fold in, very easy to get a proper keli. But lamm zeh chon nish, aber wenn you got the plastic cup, no, the halter machleikis, when they can use a disposable, what's the machleikis? Is it called a keli? On the one hand, why not, keli? On the other hand, because it's disposable and made so flimsy and for one of use, maybe it's not choshev enough to be called a keli, and hirchas nitzil sedaim needs a shame keli. Probably just open the tap and wash your hands. It's a keli. So that's because, like, if you're stuck, you don't have a choice, you use a plastic cup. Two plastic cups doesn't seem to have an explanation why it would help. If a plastic cup is good enough, it's good enough. If it's not good enough, two noughts don't make a one, so the better. You can use a plastic bottle. If you have a drinking bottle, why not? If the water comes out, even if it comes out it's narrow, which it won't, the water bottle is good enough, but even if it's a narrow outlet, as long as it keeps pouring, it's not drip, that's perfectly fine. So you have to go a bit slower.
That's also not kosher.
Yeah, right. So plastic bottle, I'm not sure it's better than plastic cup, even though someone wanted to say it's a bit better. You keep it a bit longer than a plastic cup, no? Yeah. Keep it a bit better. Yeah, but it's also not kosher, yeah? Also not perfect.
People probably reusable.
A bit more reusable than a plastic cup, yeah. Possibly a bit better, a plastic bottle. I'm just saying it's good enough. It's sicher as good as a plastic cup. That's
a cup that folds up, a plastic cup that folds flats like that, and then you can pull it out.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
called a case.
Yeah, it's called a case. You've got those other ones, which are actually not disposable. Plastic cup, as long as you can hold the drink it and stand on its own, that's good enough. Now, the C is very important to know for Tvilas Kelim. So that's another important discussion. People often go on holiday and they realize they left something behind, a knife, a peeler, a pot, or they have to buy something new, it broke. That's okay, so you find this shop, but then comes an exile, so the C, if you buy the C, that's the best. Someone actually called up a few days ago. I'm standing in the sea. I've toyed with the lid of the keli, but I can't fit the pot in. I don't want to go deep into the water. Can I give it to a guy? No. Don't use a guy. A guy is very not easy to use. We'll talk about it in a minute how to do it. You're in the sea. You can't have a slavat to dip it in.
You watch him if you stand over and grab off.
Who? For Tvilas Kelim?
You watch a guy watching toyed.
Oh, no. He meant makne to a guy. Makne to a guy. Yeah, makne to go in. So a sea is a very good mikvah. You take the day, you make a bracha, Tvilas Kelim, and you've done perfectly, okay? No, we're talking about Tvilas Kelim, not talking about Tvilas people, yeah? Not talking about Tvilas people. For a man, every Shabbos is okay, not a problem at all. But I'm not talking about the other Tvilas derasis now. So a sea is a perfect for this. If you don't have a sea, a river. A river is a big shayla. Is a river a good mikvah? Is a big discussion. What is the discussion? Very short. The discussion is that rainwater has to be standing still. We know that the yisoid of a mikveh is it can't be moving. Now if it's moving, well, maybe it's spring water. Spring water, ma'an chayim, which is naturally moving, is allowed to be moving. So the mikveh arizal is kosher mikveh, even though it's moving, because it's a spring. Now what is a river? You got the river Erwel. What's it does? A spring or rainwater? So the truth is it's most probably a spring, because even when it hasn't rained for 3 weeks, the river Erwel is still flowing nice and proper. Of course, it swells when it rains, but it's still, it doesn't dry out ever in the year. The river Thames doesn't dry out. So it's still spring water, and therefore it should be kosher. The problem is after rainfall. If it takke rained for a day or two, if it takke rained for a good while, and therefore a lot of the water is possibly or likely rainwater. Rainwater can't be moving. So if it's been dry for a while, it's okay. If it's been raining, that's more problematic. Okay, it's a big tumult, you got to have in the town, but the Evid would be okay even if it rained because you got to have in the town. Okay, I don't go too much into that, it's a big tumult.
Reservoir.
A reservoir is in a way better, in a way worse. In a way it's better because it's standing still, even though it often does flow out. In a way it's worse because there's no mayonnaise under it. A lake is way better and way worse. If it's standing still, it's mamish not moving, meaning it's closed off all sides, then it's okay. If you see it flowing out, that could be called zeichlin, schilin, schilish eniker, schilikir. Yeah.
Waterfall?
Depends where the water is from. If it's from a spring water, then yeah.
It's from the mountain.
The proper waterfall is, are you going to be fully covered in one go? You're not going to manage that. Yeah. That's the danger of waterfall. Yeah. You're going to have spots not covered, yeah. It's a good where the water lakes, sit and lands.
All lakes, even there's this lake in there, see this water bottle coming down, then it's slowly flowing into the
desert. And then it slowly flows and there's up. Is that called Schiele? It's a big mathematics. Is that called moving? It's not so close, yeah. The river might be better for it. Oh, therefore the plant washing out, that's right. So if it hasn't rained today, yesterday, and you can wash your hands in the rain. If you haven't got a cow, you dip your hands in, and then the book is on the tilis. Because it's kosher for the tilis, yeah. Then the book is on the tilis. Let's do a few minutes, and that is on Tfilah, don't see if we've got a few minutes time for some halachas Shabbos. So halacha of Tfilah, there's a few minutes halachas of Tfilah. What's important, you know, everything's important in Tfilah, but what could apply in the holiday time? It's a Santa Shalom, maybe not so common, it's important to know. If you come to a holiday place or you're stopping off at the petrol station, whatever it is, you're davening, if there's a tzeilem, of course, a shes v'erev, so also to daven keneged a tzeilem. Also, even if it will end up meaning they'll have to turn away from Mizrach. Man macht sich private hospitals, haben wir die Zlomme im Schesse Werf hingehen, versus lying in a bed, facing a Zelem, was mit Job. You can't daven facing a Zelem. If you come to holiday place, if there's a Zelem, you can't daven to connect it. You can daven the same room if you're facing away. Rätig ist es mjuchat for Tfile, for der Tifle. Rätig ist damals hingehen there for... Someone was more interessant in the Kuda. The first reaction of a Yid is, okay, I'll take off! Not so quick, why? What's the problem? Yeah, how are you going to put it back? When you leave, you're going to want to put it back. If putting it back is mechavad, the chore hanging up at Salem in a nice place is me mechavad, that with the Zohar is not so posh, you might be better off covering it.
Again,
so,
when you're covering it, so you uncover it, you're
mechavad. Yeah, but it's lying there. I'm just removing the cover. It's not better. I'm just removing the cover.
What's the Moshel in Heathrow Airport? Special place.
Oh, that's
where, the
yeah, yeah, that's lachas after. I don't know, because the Arabs are dog, they're not so dog.
Can't come down from there?
Not so dog. It's maybe you're better outside. Imagine, they've also got it down below, you got the room, but next to it, it's very quiet. If one is down in Yechides, about a minion, lots of halachas you have to know. So, first of all, Tachnun, you say even in Yechides, and even if there's no Sefer Torah, of course, say Tachnun. What you need a Sefer Torah, you don't need a minion for Tachnun. You need a Sefer Torah to something else. Now, you don't need a Sefer Torah for saying Tachnun, of course, say Tachnun, even about a Sefer Torah, about a minion. In the Filas Apayim, it's the falling on the hand that you don't need a minion for, you need a Sefer Torah. So, in a way, even if you have a minion, if you don't have a Sefer Torah, I know some of the people go, they have a minion, they don't have a Sefer Torah. So, of course, you say in the Filas Apayim, Tachnun, you just don't do the Neufel Al Ponop, but then if you're a Pasuk, that's my pasuk. So if you're doing an outing in an airport or by chasna, you're doing a mincha, you can say tachnun, but you won't do the fitz apart. If there's svarim, the others are mekil. If there's svarim, could we say for like Sefer Torah, like Sefer Rabbah, others, that all others are mekil with svarim, that's good enough.
Like in a shul or base language. They use basement, so there's no Arnold Kodesh, but the safe tire helps there's no
Arnold. Yeah, that's better. It's me, that's Mr. Better. That's for him. You don't have a safe tire.
Well, you're meant to have a safe tire.
Hear that? You don't have a safe tire.
Safe tire's next door,
then. Yeah. So that's much better. So you got a safe tire. So you got a safe tire, which is connected to here. One more look at his twiller. What's interesting is if you don't have a Yechides, one shouldn't daven, quite chomod this, one shouldn't daven maru before the zman. Mishmur Kiri says, the head of the maru before the zman is, tichet tzibur, it's hard to come back again, so you daven milchem out together, hard to get the tzibur out again. If you daven yechides, retach is schwer, retach is all the person, that's good to sleep. But ideally, one shouldn't daven maru before the nacht, before nacht, Shabbos is easier. The agreed Shabbos is easier. Erev Shabbos is easy in the yechides. But in the week, one should daven, if it's Vichidus, we should daven with Nacht.
After that,
after you know,
if you know there's a minute davening at the same time as that, it's not.
If. Oh, this is not Chama, it's Tamamah, it's a daven, only for Marif.
Yeah.
Ah. the mile of davening, the time that Sibyl's davening, that that allowed them for nacht.
Sibyl where?
That's another shayla. Where? Which Sibyl? Okay, other Sibyl, close to you, or your Sibyl. A bit of a shayla, which Sibyl? That's a good point. The mile of davening, short of Sibyl's balim, might, that's a good point. A few minutes left for some Hilchus Shabbos. Hilchus Shabbos is endless. I'll pick a few. I have to share you one Shabbos. Someone just asked on the way now after Shachar. Someone stopped to Santi Shale. He says he was asked it. So he passed out to me. What do I think? Santi Shale. Let's see what you think. People sometimes, that was the get. Santi Shale. People sometimes hire a helicopter ride. They hire in New York. You can go and fly above the city. Do you make Tfilas HaDerech on that?
Why not?
What's
the home?
What's
home? It's a bracha. We've said it as a bracha. The halacha is only to Tzilech, you only make if you leave town 4 mil. 4 mil is 4 kilometers, 2.5 mile. They do not fly home. 2.5 mile up, they don't. They said they don't. And you're above the town, you're not going out of town. If it's dangerous, you do. If it's dangerous, you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. So, clear, it's safe. If it's safe. Okay, so if you're short, everything is endless. There's so much to talk about. Tchum is very important. People go out of town, very important to realize there's a tchum to walk out of town. Carrying is not about others. We'll just go a few minutes, we'll take a few, maybe not so known ones. Sometimes a holiday house has got a swing hanging off a tree. Hammock hanging off a tree, also to use on Shabbos. It's also Mishtamish Be'ilon on Shabbos, and this is called Mishtamish Be'ilon. So if a ball goes in the tree, you can't take it off, and a swing hang off the tree, even though that's really tzidit, sometimes really tzidit, don't go too much into that, but it moves the whole tree, that's the problem. You can't use a swing or a hammock hanging on a tree on Shabbos, especially not if it moves the tree. That's important to know. Also, something that might not be in the gear to us here, but it's something to know. There's a halach about wearing slippers on Shabbos. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the olden days, it was also to wear slippers on Shabbos. Why? On the street, where you can't carry. Which?
Never back, the whole deal.
Oh, because they can fall off, and then you get fed up with them falling off. Just pick them up with your hands and walk. Forgetting it's Shabbos, and I'm carrying them. Now, a lot of us will say this doesn't apply today anymore, because today you're not going to walk barefooted on the street, even if the slippers are a nuisance, you're still not going to pick them up and walk barefoot in the street. So, I made a lot of person will happen to be making. So, I'll tell you what I've been thinking, that could be by the beach, if you're in a sea place and you're walking by the beach with Crocs or slippers, there it is normal to walk without shoes. You can easily see it, like a younger person walking, picking up his Crocs, keep on walking in the sand, without shoes. It could be, I was thinking there, we're back to the Dinei Shulchan Aruch, as on Shabbos, you shouldn't walk on the beach with Crocs or slippers, because there's a chashash, if they start getting a nuisance, the sand goes in and they keep falling off, you'll take them in your hands and walk with them. You carry them forgetting Shabbos. So possibly there, one shouldn't do that on Shabbos, wear normal shoes. Does that matter? Yom Kippur, yes, because normal to, yes. Talk about that, Yom Kippur. That's about the beach. Another look about the beach is also interesting. Yeah, I don't think it applies to us, but good to know. A big straw hat, a big sun hat, could be a problem. Shabbos oil. The reason why our hats is not oil is mainly because it's not made for oil. We don't wear a hat to protect our body from the sun. Yeah? They're covered, but the sun hat is for that. It's a tefach white, which it is. Could be a shayla of oil. The Welt sucht in Yishlaim, the Mishmur talks about hats being a shayla of oil. Yeah. The Welt sucht in Yishlaim hats, which are very wide. I've heard it said, take it or leave it, that Yishlaim is good, the hat bent up, bent back, to prevent the shayla of oil. You ever heard that? Like this is a shayla of oil. You go back, not much of oil. If one goes on a walk on the Shabbos in the countryside, you're scared of getting your clothing dirty, you don't want to get your nice Shabbos clothes dirty, so you put on weekday clothes, there's a halacha that you should keep at least one Shabbos beggar on to manage the Shabbos. If you want to go, you have to keep Shabbos dikon to remind yourself to know because it's Shabbos. It's endless. Maybe one more. Sometimes you walk in the countryside Shabbos and there's ants, or in the garden there's ants, and you know you're going to be stepping on ants. That's a problem. So if it's not definite, you're going to be stepping on ants and here and there, don't worry about it, because it's enemy scouting, it's not intention, it's not definite. But if there's a whole pile of ants, you're definitely going to be stepping on them, that's psigresha. That could be a problem of the psigresha. Eating the garden, also it's a shayla, eating the garden is a shayla, the problem of spilling a drink, also not ideal, if one is desperate, others are making, but also it's possibly not ideal. Because you might end up stepping. I'm a safe man as well. I'm a kosher man as well. Hey, hey, hey.